And now it's time for the Beauty Academy with Dan and Katie, a paid program heard each Sunday at this time on AM 800.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome. It's Dan McDonald, and it's that time, 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. It's time to talk about all things beauty on the Beauty Academy with Katie DePierre-Domenico, owner of Haute Monde. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Dan.
So, really excited to be here. Now, we're live. We're live at Haute Monde right now, and really pumped. But before we talk about why we're here live, well, technically we're pre-recorded.
We are pre-recorded this time.
We're live to tape, but we're pre-recorded Sunday. So, as of Sunday, what we're going to talk about will have already happened. But before we talk about what's going on, I just want to ask you your thoughts on the Met Gala, because I know you love all things beauty, and they brought it. Like, there were some crazy fashions going on. Any highlights, lowlights, ridiculousness? What were your thoughts on the Met Gala?
You know, Dan, I really felt like a lot of my faves weren't there, like Beyonce, like, let's be real, like, you know, did I love Kim's look? I don't know, I'm a little conflicted on it. I feel like she did it for Kanye. Because of last year, Dan, when she was like, looked like she was nude dripping water, and he was pissed off about it, and then this year she goes fully covered.
That is probably what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my favorite, I have to say, she rocked it for her late 70s. I was in love with Debbie Harry of Blondie. I'm trying to find a photo right now of her.
I know.
But I thought she was phenomenal. I loved Iman.
Iman was the bomb.
Iman looked amazing.
She looked like an angel, let's be real.
Like, she looks like she stepped out of 1993.
Okay, did you see what Vogue did? How they did those little tiny videos of each person in their outfit?
Yes.
I love this. Okay, and Billie Eilish, she was just stunning.
She looked phenomenal. That peach, foofy thing that
but
she
Little
wore.
But Lil Nas X was straight up my favorite.
Lil Nas X was your favorite? How about Rihanna?
Was like the last person to arrive at the Met Gala. People were packing up and leaving, but they wanted to try to wait for her. She was the last one to get there and was hours late for her own party.
So Lil Nas X was your favorite?
He was. I thought he did a great job. I loved three outfits in one.
What were your thoughts on Grimes?
Also love this. I really love this, but I didn't really see the correlation of, you know, fashion in America.
No, neither did I. It looked very alien to me, actually.
Mm-hmm. Like very Sierra did the football neon thing.
Yes,
I thought that was kind of neat.
Kendall Jenner.
Like, gorgeous.
Yeah.
I find her so beautiful.
Very
I
elegant.
I loved her outfit.
I liked it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Who else are we talking about here? Well, Lily Rose Depp. I thought kind of boring.
Kind of boring, but you know who else went?
Who?
Madonna's daughter, Lourdes.
Yes.
And she's beautiful.
What were your thoughts on her? Was it too much or was it bang on what you'd expect from Madonna's daughter?
I actually thought it would be a little bit more over the top.
I thought it would be... Okay, can we talk about Cardi B for a minute?
Okay, I know. And then I just love it. I love it
all.
Yeah.
The red... It looks like... She looks like a red velvet sofa like that your grandma wished she had.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
I love it.
So speaking of shows, no, your favorite Lil Nas X, my favorite was Debbie Harry from Blondie. I just thought for someone in her late 70s, she rocked it. I loved it. It was edgy Debbie Harry again, and I absolutely loved it. Speaking of shows and getting fabulous, I'm at Haute Monde right now, and you're doing a show tonight. We're just talking about the Met Gala. Maybe not as big a scale as the Met Gala, but hopefully, I think equally as fabulous. So tell us what is going on. Now, by the time people are hearing this Sunday afternoon, it'll have already happened, but tell us what is happening at Haute Monde. What's going on?
So we are working with Hawaii Good Vibes' Stephen Druin, and showcasing some of his designs and showcasing my students' work. They're going to be doing hair and makeup, and we have like a guest appearance happening tonight.
Who would the guest appearance be, Katie?
AM 800's only Dan McDonald.
So and it's not, I'm going to be walking in this runway. How many people, before we talk about what I'm actually doing, how many people are walking in this runway?
So we have about 8 models that are going to be here. We have about 4 makeup artists, myself and Steven, and we have about 20, maybe a little more people coming to watch the show. So intimate, but kind of like fun, you know.
Mm-hmm. Safe distance and everything. And you guys have something really interesting planned for me too, because you're not just doing me up with like fashions and whatnot, but you're transforming me a little bit using the wonderful art of drag.
Yes, Dan. You get to pick one of those wigs out. What am I doing putting them all away? We're getting cleaned up and organized here, and I'm shoving everything in closets and with everything else, and we need to take the wigs out of the closet, Dan.
Hey, that's where they belong, out of the closet. So you got to give me some tips now. Like, when I'm walking on the runway, I'm showcasing Steven's designs. I'm showcasing your makeup artist, Lindsay. She's going to be doing my makeup today. So what should I be bringing? Should I be bringing attitude? What are you looking for me to bring? Because I want to represent.
I even tell all of my students when we do these shows and you have to walk, please, please watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
I feel like this is how you learn to walk. Anyone, just like be fierce, walk, be loud about it. I love it.
Now, and I know you do a lot of assignments too with your students and whatnot. Do you ever, let's just focus on the drag thing for a minute. When you do drag makeup, do you tell the model to kind of pick an attitude, pick a character? Like, does that help, picking a name even?
I love working with Juicebox. I love that she comes and teaches this class. It's so much fun, but I find sometimes a lot of my students keep it safe. Of course, except Robin Wright, who was one of my students. And, of course, she was just, like, fangirling out while Juicebox was here. So that was super fun. But, yeah.
No, I hung out with Juicebox on the weekend, actually, for Windsor Pride. Last weekend, I was hosting Windsor Pride, and Juicebox appeared in two shows, The Queens of Pride, and as one of the headliners was Sabin from Detroit, who's, like, Detroit drag royalty, when you think about it. And Juicebox, I would say, is royalty from our area, because, you know, on the first ever Canada's Drag Race, sadly, the first off Canada's Drag Race, did not deserve it, and I think everyone agrees with that. I have a feeling, and I said this on stage at Windsor Pride last week, I have a feeling if when they get enough seasons of Canada's Drag Race and they do an All-Stars, Juicebox absolutely has to be on there, because no matter what, he is now, he or she, whatever, however you want to describe, the legendary Juicebox is like the first person, like it's Canada's Pork Chop. You know, Pork Chop was the first voted off in RuPaul's Drag Race, and Juicebox is first voted off, so that immediately gives you legendary status, not that she didn't have it anyway.
Right.
But I already have a character name picked out for the character you're going to see on the runway tonight. Do you want to know what it is?
I do.
Okay, so my little tagline is, sandwiched between bargain Harold's and Giant Tiger, rocking the bottom of the discount bin. Make way for Lois Price.
Do you like that? That is amazing, Dan. How much thought did you put into this?
I thought of it coming here on the way. I'm like, I need a character name. Lois Price. I like Lois Price. Like, she's cheap, but expensive, honey. Do you like that? Is that not good?
I'm crying.
Like, that could be a drag, like a real deal drag queen, I think.
That's amazing, Dan. Even thought of that. I'm really impressed.
So Lois Price is going to be sashaying down the runway tonight. So I know Lindsay, my makeup artist, is within earshot. So if that gives some inspiration on what to look like, you know, cheap but glamorous. We can do this, right? And like you said sometimes people are afraid to, they keep it safe with the drag makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay's across the room doing someone else's makeup right now. Oh, go big, honey. You can go big with me. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. So yeah, what else is going on tonight? So is this kind of a way for people to kind of see what you do at Hope Moaned?
So we do have Mel, but Mel Lusher, that's going to be here as well. So we're going to have her, we should be telling her your name.
Yes.
So, and we're going to do some draws, and we'll do a 50-50, and just like have some fun, refreshments and some fun music and great clothes and great makeup.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait. I'm so, so pumped to be a part of it. I've been wanting to do this like since we started doing the show. You know that, right?
I know. And I'm so sad that I missed Pride. And it's because my son had hockey tryouts. And let's be real. My son's more important.
Yes. No, I get well.
Even though that I hoped he was gay. No, he's a hockey player. Like,
well, hey, you win some, you lose some, right? No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, it was a really fun time. And, you know, I actually thought in my head it would be really cool to get some Hope Moaned people a part of Pride someday. It would be awesome to get something, whether you're in the parade, you know, like do some glamorous looks and march the parade when we can do a parade, because we couldn't do one this year either. And that was a bit of a different vibe. But it would be lovely, because I know you're such a big supporter in Hope Moaned. It's not, I think when people think, you know, makeup and beauty, they think girls right away. But you have always been very clear. This is a program for everybody and anyone. It's all things beauty.
It is all things beauty, especially when we have like one of our students, her husband was her model, and we've got his picture on the wall dressed in a beautiful red dress and pearl necklace, you know, and Steven in drag, and you know, I try to keep it very open, which we had, I did someone's makeup over the weekend, a friend, my kid's friends, and she's a friend, and her little son came here and was very curious about all of the photos on the wall here at the school, and was asking very deep questions about all of the prints and like all of the makeup, and wanted to know if his mother could actually get all the makeup off that I was putting on her.
Oh, wow.
I was like, yes, Neutrogena wipe. I'm giving her one now.
Right. No, I love that. It's so cool, that especially that it was showing interest. Now, I want to come back and talk about the program a little bit. We got about 45 seconds. If somebody does want to check out Haute Monde and get in touch with you, best way to do that?
They can give us a call at 226-260-7232. They can stop by at 2530 Dougal Avenue, or they can check out our website, hautemonde.com.
Fantastic. It's Dan McDonald talking with Katie D about Haute Monde on the Beauty Academy. Going to tell you more about the program when we come back. Don't go away. Hey, this is Dan McDonald, and you're listening to The Beauty Academy right here on AM 800. Every Sunday at 3:30, we talk all things beauty, the beauty industry. I guess you could say beauty school subjects in a way, because my co-host is Katie DePierre-Domenico. She is the owner of Haute Monde, the Academy of Beauty. Good afternoon, Katie.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Very good. So, okay, the Academy of Beauty, Haute Monde. I'm relatively new to this, despite being very interested in everything that you do. For those who don't know, tell us what goes on at the Academy of Beauty.
Well, we used to be just a makeup academy, and we only focused on that, but we have branched out and evolved into a full beauty academy. So we do everything from makeup to spray tan to manicures and pedicures, and it's really a one-on-one school. So it's not a large class. It's maximum 6 to 8 students, and so that those students can maximize their learning.
So Haute Monde, the Academy of Beauty, who is this ideal for?
Anyone interested in anything beauty. Nice. Beginners, intermediate or masters. You can even have girls or gentlemen for that matter. Sure. Who are wanting to focus their interests on makeup. So if you're already a makeup artist and you want to learn airbrush, you can come and learn that specifically, or you can take the Master of Makeup Artistry program and start from the beginning. I find those particular things that they need to learn usually are hygiene, dress code, because a lot of people already come in with some talent.
I love that. Now, if we want to sign up, if we want to join, best way to get a hold of you to sign up for Haute Monde?
You can reach us at 226-221-8008 or hautemonde.com.
Love it. Katie DePierre-Domenico. And of course, you can listen to us every single Sunday, 3:30. We're talking about what goes on at Haute Monde, the Academy of Beauty, right here on AM 800. Hey, welcome back. It's Dan McDonald, and you're listening to The Beauty Academy on AM 800, where we talk every Sunday just after 3:30 with the owner of Haute Monde, the Academy of Beauty, Katie D. Hey, Katie, welcome back.
Hi, Dan.
So we're actually, well, if you're listening to this right now, Sunday afternoon, it's actually not live. We're recording this earlier in the week at Haute Monde, doing it live to tape kind of thing. Guys, really big night going on here. There's like a fashion show showcasing Stephen, a.k.a. Hawaii Good Vibes, who was at the stage at Windsor Pride this year, showcasing his designs, showcasing the school itself, and showcasing some of the artwork of your students, the artwork, the makeup artistry of your students, which is incredible. And I'm really pumped because you invited me. It's kind of a fashion show thing we got going on tonight. You invited me to take part. I revealed my little character name just before the show, Lois Price. Sandwiched somewhere between Bargain Herald, Giant Tiger, rocking the bottom of the discount bin. That's Lois Price. That's my drag character. I stand by it. Looks cheap, but is very, very expensive. Or the other way around, I'm not sure. Looks expensive, but is very, very cheap. I put a lot of thought into this drag queen character, as you can tell, because I'm a nerd that way.
No, but we've been talking about this for, like, ever, about getting Dan in drag and, like, doing this. Yes, yes.
Since day one, and we're joined right now, too, around the table with Lindsay Hassler, who also has Limerence Boutique. And I love that name, Boutique. Now, you're a student from Haute Monde.
Yes, I am. Currently still, actually.
And you're going to be doing my makeup. So you heard the description, and I know I'm going to sit in your chair in a few minutes' time. Any ideas right now of what you might have planned for me off the cuff?
Well, when you told me Lois Price, I'm thinking of those big, bright banners that are at the grocery store that have, yes, like the yellow or bright red or blue. So I'm thinking lots of color for you.
Please, like, cover me in color. And I'm not sure if you heard me saying, you know, what Katie was saying, how a lot of students are a little bit worried about the drag and want to play it safe. Are you going to play it safe with me?
Think I can. I'm looking into your eyes, and we got the connection. We can do it.
We do. Do you get that when you look at a client that you have? It's like, ooh, okay, I know where we're going with this.
Exactly. Yes.
Good. I love that. Okay, I'm looking forward to getting in your chair, and I will post pictures. I'm going to save pictures, actually, until we broadcast this show. Oh, no. Well, no, I'll release them, but I'm going to take a few. I'm going to take a few because I can't resist sharing a few of them. You know that. But I'll save a few good ones for Sunday so people can see. And we're also joined around the table with Shauna Bondi, who was a first runner-up, I believe, for Ms. Tecumseh. And you're, like, in, like, pre-makeup right now. I have to ask, what's up? Because I don't know a whole lot about makeup, but it's like talking about it. What's up with the tape around your eyes right now?
So it's actually going to be big, bold.
Yes, big, bold.
Big, bold. She's going to do like a Viking look.
Yeah, it's going to be like a bewildered woman, but with fierce eyes. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And how was it in Miss Tecumseh competing? Because you were first runner-up, which is good. I mean, obviously everyone wants the top spot.
Yeah.
But hey, you did it. What was the experience like?
Weird since it was online, but it was absolutely amazing. Like, yeah. I've done this for the past 4 years, and I never hesitated not coming back. I'm always coming back.
4 years you've done this. Amazing. And yeah, and it is different too when it's online. Did that take away something? Was that like something that kind of worked against you? Would you work with it? Like, what was it like? Because it's so different when it's online versus in real life.
I mean, it was kind of both. It worked with it, but it also worked against it, I guess.
Yeah.
Because we were able to stay home, stay safe. But at the same time, I miss seeing all the girls every Monday at practice.
I'm going to have to interject here because your grandma did up her basement like the bomb. And that's where she was with Jordan, who were the first, you know, the winner and the first runner up. So let's be real. And your dress was gorgeous.
Really?
Like, oh yeah, and the lighting was perfect. And those two girls were the best walking girls in the 10 I gave them. They walked like queens, I'm telling you. And she walked slow. That little look over the back of your shoulder, I was like, damn.
Lots of practice.
Oh my God, I was so impressed.
Did you practice a lot the walk?
Oh God, yeah. Like years of practice.
Okay, any tips for me? Because I'm going to walk tonight. I've walked before, like in fake settings, like on a runway, on a stage, and it was a play though. I've never actually walked an actual fashion show for real. You know what I mean? Just in which I'm assuming it's kind of the same thing. I'm just going to act like I know what I'm doing and ham it up a bit. But any tips for me in walking in something like this?
As our director, Jillian Parent, always says, don't look down, because if you look down, you're going to end up on the ground.
Ooh, that's good advice. What about attitude? Do you think anything in your head? Like, do you get nervous? Do you have any kind of, like, Tyra Banks used to say, like, smize with your eyes and feel the bass in your hair and all that. Like, anything like that to bring the attitude out?
I just like picturing myself thinking that I'm like on the biggest stage in the world and just go at it with all of the power that I have in me, with all the attitude possible, because I have a lot of attitude. So just like give all the attitude, picture your favorite most attitude character, I guess.
Right.
And just be that.
I love it. And Lindsay, I'm looking forward to sitting in your chair as well. And the name Boutique, that is really cool. Like, how did you think of that?
So I wanted something that sounded classy, but also like to the point. So it's not listing everything that I do. You know what I mean? That most people always try to do. So then I thought of boutique, but then I'm like, no, that's for clothing. So then I went more boutique because everything's about being beautiful with me.
I love it. Now it's Limerence Boutique. And do you have a social media website, anything like that you want to plug?
Yes. So I have Facebook, and I'm also on Instagram right now.
Excellent. Yes. Okay, what are the handles?
That's Limerence Boutique. I got lucky.
Limerence Boutique, yeah, look it up. I'll share too, for sure, and I'll definitely follow if I'm not yet already, but it's awesome to meet you, and I can't wait for you to paint me up. I will let you both get back. Shauna, and thank you for joining. Lindsay, thank you for joining us. And yeah, I'm looking forward to walking with you tonight. Thank you. So Katie, so the school, Hope Moaned, I know how are classes going right now? And tell us a bit about some of the private classes you have going on too.
So Dan, we only have private classes going on right now because no one has registered for the larger groups. They all want to be by themselves.
Oh,
so
okay.
I am working a double time. I don't sleep that much. So, you know, it works out okay. Plus I'm working on Saturday. So I'm generally working Tuesday to Saturday. I'm always here, so if anybody ever wants to just come sit in on a class, you're more than welcome to. I've been trying to get a few girls to kind of go, you know, take classes in like twos or threes, which that's kind of working out, but no more than that. It's just never leave here.
Well, I imagine too, it's probably a different experience when you are one-on-one doing the private class. That's probably the appeal, part of the appeal for some.
I think that is, but I mean, like, I keep the class sizes small enough so that people don't have to worry about ever missing out on anything, because I would never, ever let anyone leave here, graduate from here, if I didn't think that they could be the best.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard, when you have a class with a few people in them, Is it hard to, do you do critique each other's work? Do you critique each other's work kind of thing? Is it like a workshopping kind of thing? How does that work? Or how do the artists, students feed off each other?
Well, I don't know that the students, everyone's very encouraging with one another. Yeah. It's never them critiquing the other student, right. But always me kind of being like, nope, this is not right. This is what you should probably, first I try to be like kind of in a roundabout way, like, listen, okay, do you see how this person's eyes are turned down? And now that you've put this liquid liner on them and you've followed the eye all the way out, now you've made their eye look more turned down. I'm really nice in the beginning, but I feel as we get towards the end, if you're constantly making the same mistake, I am gonna nip it in the bud real quick. And I'm like, nope, ugly, fix it.
Do you really? And it sounds
not that harsh.
No, it sounds cutthroat, but I mean that's kind of how it is, right? Probably better heard from you than from a potential client.
Yeah, you have to be a little nippy at the end because that's the only way that they're going to learn. You know, it's because you'll cry if a client like says it to you. It's so sad. Yeah. Not that it's ever happened to me, but whatever.
No, but I imagine. I mean, you're kind of putting yourself out there because it's technical. It's hard to do. It's difficult to do. It's a skill, but it's also there's a level of creativity there. So when someone says, "Oh, I don't like what you did. This is all wrong." I could see how somebody could take it as a bit more of an insult. Do you know what I mean? Because there's a little bit of you in that, too. There's some of your creativity and style in there.
You know, this is why I always enforce the communication with your client. You need to have a clear picture of what's going to happen on your client's face before you even start.
Right.
And even if you're slightly unsure and the person's unsure, I mean, okay, then start to let them look in the mirror like a little bit halfway through, but right. I don't generally let my client look in the mirror until the very end.
Good. Well, that's how I'm going to be today with Lindsay. I kind of told her, you know, what the vibe of the character is. I'm going to let her do her thing, and because I am definitely not a makeup expert, so I'm just going to trust in her. I know she does amazing work, and I'm really, really pumped to see what she's going to do. I can't wait.
I'm excited, too. I see that more of our models are about to arrive, so I know that we're getting to the end here.
We got
to
wrap it.
It's actually working out really well for us, Dan, because we have about two girls, I think, are about to walk in the door.
Well, I'm going to go in the chair really quickly. How can someone get a hold, sit in a class, just get in touch with Hope Moaned?
They can give us a call at 226-260-7232, or they can come pop by at 2530 Dougal Avenue, or check out our website, HopeMoanedMUAA.com.
Fantastic. Well, this has been another episode of The Beauty Academy with me, Dan McDonald, and Katie DePierre-Domenico. And if you go to Hope Moaned Facebook, you're going to see pictures of what's going to be happening.
Yes.
You're going to see me in full on as you've never seen before. Sorry, you're not going to see me. You're going to see Lois Price. You're loving the name, eh?
I love it. I do. And they can also check out my personal page at Pretty by Katie. I'll be posting everything on my Pretty by Katie page.
Fantastic. On that note, we will see you next week, 3:30, right here, AM 800 for The Beauty Academy.